Yeah, they have motors and people drive them, said Jack.
Motors? Said Teddy.
It's hard to explain, said Annie. Just remember, in our world, you have to watch out for cars every time you cross a road.
Indeed we will, said Teddy.
Why have you come here? Asked Jack.
We found a message for you in Merlin's chambers, said Teddy, and decided to deliver it ourselves.
So we climbed into the treehouse outside Morgan's library, said Kathleen. Teddy pointed to the words Frog Creek in the message and made a wish to come here. The next thing we knew, we were here in these woods.
Teddy pulled a small gray stone from his cloak. And this is the message we brought you, he said. Jack took the stone from Teddy.
The message was written in tiny handwriting. Jack read it aloud.
To Jack and Annie of Frog Creek, my staff of strength has been stolen. On the winter solstice, journey to the land behind the clouds. Travel toward the setting sun and retrieve my staff, or all will be lost. Merlin.
Oh, wow, said Annie. That sounds serious.
Yeah, said Jack. But why didn't Merlin send us the message himself?
We do not know, said Teddy. Neither Merlin nor Morgan has been seen for days.
Where did they go? Asked Annie.
'Tis a mystery, said Teddy. Last week I journeyed to the Selkie Cove to bring Kathleen to Camelot. She is going to be a helper in Morgan's library. But when we returned, we could not find Merlin or Morgan.
We only found this message for you, said Kathleen.
Aye, and I thought that when Merlin does return, said Teddy, he will be greatly pleased to have his staff back. Much of his power comes from its ancient and mysterious magic.
Wow, said Annie.
In his message, he tells us to go to the land behind the clouds, said Jack. Where's that?
'Tis a land far north of my cove, said Kathleen. I have never journeyed there.
Nor I, said Teddy. But I have read about it in Morgan's books. 'Tis as bleak as a frozen white desert. I am eager to see it for myself.
So you and Kathleen are coming with us? Said Annie.
Indeed, said Kathleen.
Great, said Jack and Annie together.
If we all work together, we can do anything, aye? Said Teddy.
Aye, said Annie.
I hope so, thought Jack. Annie pointed at the words, land behind the clouds, in Merlin's message.
Okay, ready? She said to the others.
Yes, said Kathleen.
I guess so, said Jack.
Onward, said Teddy.
I wish we could all go there, said Annie.
The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.